Hi Bruce, it's Julian Hinton here from the Songwriting Academy. Thanks for sending in your track On The Run for a production appraisal. Really nice to hear something from you. I don't think I've done an appraisal for you, but I might be wrong. First off, I need to thank you for giving us your reference track, Chris Rea, Road to Hell, which was a right old blast from the past and a trip down memory lane for me. That album was a huge influence on me when I was younger. I remember my dad playing it in the car, and I had the piano music for that book, for that album, the book, and I used to play it all the time. Loved all those songs. Makes me want to look up what he's doing now and what's happened to him. So thanks for that. Interesting listening to that as a reference. The thing that occurred to me when I did listen to it was how, in both your track and the Chris Rea track, you've got a similar kind of rolling, very fluid rhythm track going on. Drums, bass, guitars, going all the way through. You know, not much dynamic in the rhythm section department going on. And then how to create dynamics in the production with that. So obviously Chris Rea's got his guitar solo. He's got the element of the guitar shadowing the voice, being behind the voice, and then he's got moments where that guitar goes away and it's just the vocal, you know, the vocal and the rhythm section, for instance, in the verses. And then you've obviously got the guitar solo and the theme and this kind of stuff. So that creates a contour throughout the track that, as a listener, you're listening and you've got different things going on, despite the fact that the rhythm section is kind of doing the same thing all the way through. In your track, the one thing I notice is it doesn't have the same contour. So the instruments that start basically go all the way through. The vocal goes all the way through and in a really similar register, vocal melody-wise as well. And this just means that the production, as in the dressing of the song, is more static, and you basically run the risk of if losing your listener, if you like. So ultimately, your song should be doing the work in terms of creating the contour, in terms of creating interesting melody lines, lyrics, hooks, you know, different rhythms throughout the melody. And then the production will dress that song, and it will elevate it, give it a vibe, a movement, you know, paint the picture around the song. Let me press play on your track and I'll give you a few more thoughts. Here we go. So we've got a very full acoustic guitar sound at the beginning. And now, even though it's more muted pattern in the guitars, it's still a very full sound as well. Quite a chunky sound, but also quite a lot of brightness in there as well. So the sonic difference between the open strumming and the more muted strumming is not that great, you know. The vocals got a double track kind of quality going on, which is nice, right from the beginning. It's also singing in a particular part of the voice. So, I mean, at the moment, it's one of those things where the production is what it is and we're not really missing anything or expecting anything else. And it's giving motion and setting the scene to the song. So far, all is cool. Now, if you listen here, we've got into the chorus. And we've got a rise in the melody. The rhythm section, as I say, the chords, really similar kind of sound. The guitars have opened up a little bit, but they're still kind of taking up the same amount of sonic space. So what I'm saying is you don't really feel a big transition in the guitar department from verses to choruses. The vocals going higher, the drums go to the ride, but that doesn't feel like a substantial difference. In order to, the chorus doesn't feel like it has the lift that listeners enjoy, listeners like, listeners feel fulfilled by. The first thing I would do is stack up lots of BVs, actually, around the melody line, particularly on the top of the melody line. So the whole thing just feels brighter. You've got a beautifully hooky melody line. Got me on the run, got me on the run, got me on the run, got me on the run. Even got me on the run, you know, something up there as well. Also something, you know, maybe an organ might suit. Something that would just come in to be another interest, give another element to this chorus, give it another dimension, you know. Or maybe a mono synth, just on a held note, just something, or a synth strings or something. Just something to just cut across ever so slightly all the way through the chords and just, you know, add a bit of a shimmering quality. You see the melody line drops into the verse, but not much else. You might want to think about giving your introduction more of a theme. Stone Cold Liar. Maybe some more BV, something that works around the melody line of this verse. Yeah, you might want to think about giving a bit more of a theme to your idea at the beginning, so that you could then repeat it later in the song. I like the beginning, but it feels like it's just a set of chords with a good energy. A bit of a theme might be nice. So you've got this organ coming in here, playing the right kind of role. Adding a bit of harmonic interest. Now this part here with I'm not quite sure what it is, a guitar or a synth or something. That's really distinctive. I'd have this at the beginning. It's a distinctive sound. And also, if you establish that at the beginning, once it drops away for the verse, it would give you more of a sense of texture. I also just noticed that the double tracking of the vocal becomes a little bit tired of it as it just goes on and on and on. Might be worth experimenting with them in the middle eight. I'm just going down to a single vocal maybe. Or boosting the other sections up, particularly in the chorus, with backing vocals. I think that will really create a big lift. So you need to think about the production creating contour, you know, making the journey of the song interesting as you move through the tune. Bruce, I really hope this has helped. Encourage you to get back to it and make a new version. Send it over for a second appraisal. It'd be a pleasure to hear it. Okie dokes. In the meantime, good luck with all your writing and production. Take care for now. Bye.